In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to repeat a line we just heard from the Gospel. Rising very early before dawn, Jesus left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. On August 15, 1975, Cardinal Francis Van Thuan was arrested by the new communist regime in Vietnam. He spent the next 13 years in various prisons and what were known as re-education camps, and another 9 years in solitary confinement. For months at a time, his prison cell was intentionally too short to stand up and too narrow for him to lie down. Think about that again. For months on end, he was in a place that was too short to stand up, too narrow to lie down. The cell had no windows, and the only ventilation was this rusty drain of the floor infested with centipedes. In spite of that, his cell was so stifling at times that he had to put his face against that drain in order to breathe. Throughout all of this, he not only maintained his faith in God and his sanity, but he also secretly wrote 3 books and distributed 3 books. He converted a series of prison guards. After a while, they wouldn't let them talk to him at all. And he gave millions of Catholics in Vietnam a reason for hope. How did he find the strength and the love and the power that was necessary to do this? It's by being a man of authentic prayer. Prayer was his light and his strength. His prayer, he said, became very simple. It doesn't need to be complicated, does it? He would repeat short phrases from the Bible over and over again. Some of his phrases were, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I am the servant of the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do? And Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." He would feed his soul on these words, mulling them over, letting them sink in, letting God speak through them. Later, he explained, "I love these short prayers. The more I repeat them, the more I am penetrated by them. I am close to you, Lord." Prayer was his lifeline, and we see the same for Jesus, as it should be for you and me. Now, God came down from heaven in Jesus Christ so that we could find our way back to God. A little theology here. Jesus is one divine person with 2 natures, divine and human. His human nature was infused with the power that came from his divine person. And we see this, for example, in the fact that he did miracles, his miraculous cure of Simon Peter's mother-in-law, and the many other miracles, and the casting out of demons. And yet, in spite of this infusion of divine power, over and over again, we see Jesus go off to be alone in prayer. Now, Jesus is perfect, God from God, light from light, and yet he still reserved time to be alone with his Father. He got up early to make time for it. Sometimes we see him staying up late in order to make time for it. But he always did it, even on the very eve of his crucifixion in the Garden of Gethsemane. He is praying. What does that imply for you and me? Well, we who are so imperfect, so weak, vulnerable to every temptation, and wounded by every kind of sin, if disciplined daily prayer was essential for Jesus, then it must be even more essential for his less than perfect disciples. You know, so often I hear people tell me about people falling away from the faith. They give a lot of excuses, but they really are all just that, excuses. People might use the excuse, yeah, the church has too many rules, or I don't feel that it's relevant for my life, or I don't feel welcome, or I don't like the mass times. That was one. Or fill in the blank. But these and more are actually symptoms of something much deeper going on in our souls. When we look at priests who leave the priesthood, once you get past all of the excuses, almost inevitably they finally admit all the same thing. They stopped praying. No prayer. The same can be said of marriages that end, many marriages that end. No prayer. God may have existed on the Sunday, but then was not really part of the family home. I'm speaking here of people who claim to be disciples of Christ. Without prayer, what happens? We become self-focused. We want what we want. And our relationship with the divine dwindles like a flame being suffocated from oxygen. Not to mention our relationship with others. How can we follow someone if we never take time to listen to him, to talk to him about our difficulties, about our dreams? An ongoing, heartfelt conversation with Jesus built on the two pillars of the sacraments and 10 to 15 minutes every day dedicated to quiet time alone with the Lord. This is the very heart of the Catholic journey. We cannot complain that the faith isn't doing anything for us if we haven't kept the most basic part of it, talking to God and being open to him, opening ourselves, our hearts to him, letting Jesus transform us from self to himself, so that we can say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Our path as disciples always, always involves dying to self. That's not easy or pleasant. We don't like it. It always means taking up our own cross daily and dying to our ego, our selfishness. And only great things can come from that. And it happens when we humble ourselves in prayer, daily prayer. Friends, Lent is a week and a half away. Think now about how you can and you will enliven your life of prayer. Think about how and do it. No more excuses. Mother Teresa once said, I used to pray that God would feed the hungry or do this or that. But now I pray that he will guide me to do whatever I'm supposed to do, what I can do. I used to believe that prayer changes things. But now I know that prayer changes us and we change things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.